JR's Homily to Country, Storytelling with Pictures. My name is Jessica McLean and I am a geographer at Macquarie University in New South Wales. For this issue of NGV magazine, I wrote about French artist JR's installation for NGV Triennial 2020, Homily to Country. People carry stories. They make and remake these stories in the glimpses they offer other people of their lives and homes. Here is where JR's work, Homily to Country, is wonderfully generative, making and remaking images of people in places they belong to and that care for them. JR situates people in countries that nourish them, framing individuals in ways that capture connections with and reflections on the Murray-Darling Basin, suggesting multiple ways of knowing and ways of being in those places. The people are static in the images he captures for the NGV Triennial, but there is movement behind and around them and suggestions of absence and transformation. Stories have the power to change people's minds. You can devour all the data in the world to get a sense of the scope and scale of the Murray-Darling Basin, about how these river catchments are country for more than 40 Aboriginal nations, that the basin covers an area of more than 1 million square kilometres, how it provides water for more than 3 million Australians in good years, and that it is habitat for 46 species of native fish. That in the summer of 2018-19, low and poor water quality led to the death of up to 3 million fish. You can read and learn all this and ponder the multiple values at play in this massive system, and you could begin to understand its complexity, as well as the trouble the Murray-Darling is in. Armed with these facts and numbers and scope, some people may be convinced that other paths are worth following. This Murray-Darling Basin data could enable some to come to terms with how important the basin is and why we need to think differently about its management before following through on this knowledge with action. But for others to change their mind about something, to gain insight and empathy, engaging with stories may be the best path towards transformation. Badger 2020 captures Bakenji elder Badger Bates in the dry Darling riverbed, holding a rock in one hand and entreating the viewer with the other. His t-shirt says, "Save our Darling Barker, lifeblood of the people." Barker, meaning river, is the home of the Bakenji or Pakenji people, the traditional owners of land around the lower Darling River, stretching from far west New South Wales to the South Australian border just above Broken Hill. Badger is a river person. The Barker is his kin and country. The welcoming language of Badger's t-shirt is an invocation and prompt for us all. The people hold the Barker as lifeblood. He is unequivocally asking for action. Badger Bates is also an artist who creates elaborate carvings that are maps of Bakenji country. Like JR, his work is grounded in place. The stories his carvings tell are integral to Bakenji ways of knowing, being and doing. To engage with Badger's art is to engage with Bakenji country. How do we respond when people's lifeblood stops flowing for a time or flows less frequently with less vigour and variability? Mourning is an option, but the moral imperative to do more accompanies any expression of grief. JR typically shares his photos on public streets, pasting large portraits of people whom nobody is expected to know. By keeping his subjects anonymous, JR wants to provide room for encounters between strangers, the subject and the person on the street. But in some quarters, Badger Bates is a well-known Bakenji man, and even for those who don't know of Badger, his story comes with him in the self-identifying t-shirt and gesture of welcome. So these relationships of knowing and not knowing, connecting and disengaging, are contingent. A mess of different priorities have contributed to the crises that the Murray-Darling Basin communities have weathered, are weathering. Priorities held by different bureaucracies at different scales with different foci. The problems facing the Murray-Darling Basin communities and the non-humans that rely on it are human-induced. These problems cross scales from the local to the global and emerge from difficult social, cultural, economic and political realities. From decisions to farm water-intensive crops and raise certain livestock, to the practice of extracting water for mining fossil fuels, along with colonial histories and presences and escalating climate change. The dynamics that co-produce the basin are deeply challenging. I say co-produce because non-humans talk back. They assert their agency. With climate change, rivers and creeks dry up and fish die, while more inputs such as fertilizer and pesticide are required to maintain marginal crop production. When water does return, so do non-humans that thrive in and with healthy country. I know a part of the Murray-Darling reasonably well, having grown up as a white person in Mudgee, a town that is part of Wiradjuri country, before leaving as a teenager to go to university and returning frequently since then. Designated as a homily to country, JR's art is unlike most homilies I experienced in the churches of the Murray-Darling Basin as a child. Similarly, the stained glass windows in the scaffolding that present JR's images vividly reference religious settings, but in a new way. The better homilies included metaphor and imagery, the worst involved droning and pejorative lectures, and the best offered a story that lingers still. The etymology of homily is noteworthy. It comes from the ancient Greek homilos, a term referring to a crowd or assembly, and is also linked to homilia, a conversation. Talking with a crowd or assembly is how we might view JR's pieces then, as they come from particular places and give glimpses into poignant connections to country. In Australia, many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people use the term country to refer to that which gives life and creates identity. Country is cared for by those that belong to it, and country also cares for people. When Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people identify themselves, country is often central in terms of communicating family origins and belonging. It also refers to non-human entities and forces, including animals, plants, animate and inanimate objects, water and wind. To talk with country, then, is to continue an ongoing dialogue and set of relations that are vital for life and life-giving. Badger's dry riverbed and his opening treaty to save the Barker evoke a knowingness and sadness, but there's a stoic presence captured here too. There is power and capacity. The two stained glass windows that stand alongside Badger show orchardists who have lost their livelihoods due to lack of water to nourish their crops. Alan, 2020, stands in front of a conflagration that appears to almost move as you watch it. Rachel, 2020, wears the hint of a smile in the middle of a dirt road, her vehicle to one side matching the hue of her shirt. Unlike Badger, I do not know who Alan and Rachel are, whether they have close ties to country or otherwise. All wear their years of knowing and living on and with country on their bodies. Their faces and hands show the experiences that come with sometimes difficult conditions, such as exacerbated droughts. For as long as intensive agriculture has been pursued in settler colonial communities, cooperation and competition over water has existed, bringing people together and apart, up and downstream rivers, and with diverging and converging viewpoints. There are ongoing water histories at play here, including the appropriation of waterways by settler colonial Australia and formal attempts to control natural systems, such as installation of infrastructure to support irrigation, dams and canals, leading to the Murray-Darling Basin being the most regulated system in Australia. The federal government has been explicitly involved in the Murray-Darling's governance since the Water Act of 2007. Overseeing the management of water between four states and one territory. The effectiveness of this approach must be questioned given recent massive fish kills and the escalating impacts of climate change across the basin. The stories that are captured in the stained glass portraits in JR's homily for country are powerful as they work to bridge the gaps that exist between bracketed or siloed perspectives. NGV's installation of JR's full body photos help us to think differently and bring together often separate viewpoints. The particular struggles and challenges that each subject and context present are written on their bodies and in the landscapes that hold them. JR brings stories from rural Australia to the city. It sits within the NGV in Naam, central Melbourne, as an offering, collapsing the distance between the urban and rural. Like Badger's entreaty, it is an invitation to think again about countries of the Murray-Darling Basin. Cohering lived experiences into pieces that bear witness offers a way for talking and thinking together, and at a time when we need it the most.